5 years after the Deepwater Horizon oil rig spewed millions of gallons of crude into the Gulf of Mexico, money is slowly flowing into the affected states. More than $1 billion will be directed to Northwest Florida over the next 30 years. The money will be used to shore up and diversify the region's economy. The group that will oversee that process met for the first time this week. WUWF's T.S. Strickland was there and has this story.
BP will pay $2 billion to compensate Florida for economic damages from the 2010 oil spill. The fate of three-quarters of that money now rests in the hands of just five people. Triumph Gulf Coast, as the group is known, held their first meeting on Tuesday in Sandestin. The conversation there could be summed up with two words: diversify and collaborate.
My hope is that these funds will be used to diversify and deepen our economy so that we can be more and more the masters of our own economic fate.
That was Don Gates. As Senate president, he helped shepherd the money to Northwest Florida. The cash won't actually start flowing till next year. When it does, the Triumph board will decide where the money goes. They'll also be expected to make sure those who get paid actually do what they say they will. Alan Bentz, a Panama City businessman and former legislator, sits on the Triumph board. He said accountability would be key.
Every deal will be scrutinized based upon how many jobs it generates. I would like to make it as objective as possible. When you throw in a lot of subjectivity, then you open big doors.
The board will develop rules and procedures to close some of those doors, but Gates said the oil spill had already made one thing clear. Northwest Florida is too dependent on a few key industries.
We're blessed to have military bases and military missions here that underpin our economy. But when politicians in Washington or generals in the Pentagon who look west think that they'd like to move one of our missions or change one of our bases, it really shakes the foundations of our local economy. And by the same token, if we have an ill wind that blows in off the Gulf of Mexico with a hurricane or, God forbid, an oil slick, that brought our tourism economy to its knees. So my idea and the idea of the legislature is to put a third leg under the stool of Florida's regional economy in our area, in Northwest Florida, whether that is mid-tech or high-tech manufacturing, whether it's medicine, whether it's cybersecurity, is less important than that we control, to some extent, our own fate economically.
UWF economist Rick Harper said Triumph presented a unique opportunity to do just that.
What Triumph does is it gives us the funding to specifically target some of those businesses in areas which are both high skill, high wage, that we'd like to see grow. And there is a competition between the states, and every state has an economic development policy, and it's to do better than the other states.
Harper and others stress the need to remain vigilant and to work together to ensure that the bulk of the money recovered by the state stays in the Gulf Coast region. Here's Bentz.
They could change the statutes next year and simply say, no, 75% of the money does not go into Triumph, 40% goes, or 20%, or 15%. I mean, it hopefully won't happen, but I think the members of the delegation in those eight counties need to make sure that, you know, they're all on the same song sheet to, you know, protect and preserve those dollars for a long time.
Gates agreed.
Success will protect Triumph Gulf Coast. Failure and dithering away the money for boat docks and baseball fields will probably make sure that the funds will be diverted somewhere else.
Cooperation was also on the minds of many local officials. Escambia County Commissioner Wilson Robertson was one of them.
I want to see some of these industries land in Escambia County. I'd be foolish to tell you otherwise. But I don't want to lose those industries because we're fighting and bickering. I don't want to see us fighting to the point the legislature changes it and sends it out through the entire state. Let's keep it in these eight affected counties. The way to do that is cooperate.
Area officials will have plenty of time to learn to work together, as it will be years before all the money from the settlement is paid out. A final date has not yet been set for the next Triumph Gulf Coast meeting. For WUWF, working with the Center for Research and Economic Opportunity, I'm T.S. Strickland.